T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Jeff Bell.
I'm Patty Rising. We are now getting word that there have been multiple arrests in connection with the deadly Halloween night shooting at an Airbnb in Orinda. KCBS's Margie Schaefer joins us in the news center with the details. Margie?
Patty, the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office tells KCBS that 5 people have been taken into custody in connection with the deadly Halloween night shooting at an Airbnb in Orinda. Multiple law enforcement agencies took part in a morning raid at the Golden Gate Village housing complex in Marin City, led by the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Department.
Occupants of 205 Drake Avenue. This is the Contra Costa County Sheriff's Office.
Residents were advised to exit with their hands up and to keep the door open. Neighbor Beverly Freeman awoke to the sound of the bullhorn and the sight of a SWAT team in fatigues carrying rifles marching up a nearby walkway. Several police vehicles within sight, including an armored car and a police dog.
The excessive force that the police came in here with. They had cops over there. They had cops all over here. They had the little kids trying to go to school, looking at people with rifles. Nobody should have to work up walk. They wouldn't do that in Mill Valley.
We are still awaiting details, hoping to share the identities of those taken into custody and any motivation for the shootings that left 5 people dead in Orinda at that Halloween party at the Airbnb. Stay close as we continue to monitor developments. Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Thanks, Margie. Latest now on that shooting in Southern California. An administrator at Saugus High School is crediting lockdown drills in part for saving lives during today's campus shooting. At the same time, as KCBS's Rebecca Corral reports, some worry about the toll that active shooter drills take on youngsters.
Nearly all public schools in the U.S. conduct lockdown drills, with some focusing on realistic active shooter scenarios, complete with simulated gunfire.
We have at the present time anecdotal data suggesting that some kids are, in fact, quite scared by these drills.
Sacramento State psychology professor Dr. Stephen Brock draws a distinction between active shooter drills and lockdown drills.
We do have evidence that traditional lockdown drill, that's the drill that we probably should be practicing with kids. There's evidence that the drills are effective, that they don't unnecessarily frighten them.
The way realistic active shooter drills frighten them.
And further, there is clear and convincing evidence that when a child's behind a locked classroom door, the chances of them being harmed by an intruder are extraordinarily rare.
In fact, the likelihood of a public school student being killed by a gun at school is 1 in 614 million. Psychologists say when it comes to very young children, the ones in elementary school, it's the teachers and staff who should be drilled, not the kids. Rebecca Corral, KCBS.
A 49-year-old inmate convicted of torturing and burning his victim alive has died on San Quentin's death row. Prison officials say Spencer Brashear was found unresponsive, alone in a cell shortly after midnight. They say his cause of death doesn't appear to be foul play. The simple act of eating breakfast on a BART platform landed an East Bay man in legal trouble and a viral video. KCBS reporter Doug Sovereign says now he's taking the transit system to court.
You may have seen the video by now. Steve Foster of Concord getting into a beef with a BART cop over eating a sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwich while waiting for his train at Pleasant Hill.
You're eating.
Bruh, so what?
It's against the law.
So what?
I tried.
It'll be done if I can all work.
Foster was handcuffed, detained, and cited for eating within BART's paid area. Civil rights attorney John Burris says the case smacks of racial profiling.
This was a man who was doing absolutely nothing but eating a sandwich that he was almost done with, trying to get to work, and assumptions were made about him, calling him stupid, calling him an idiot, because he was protesting about being arrested. For eating a sandwich.
A sandwich Foster bought at the station at the All Aboard Cafe. He insists he didn't know he couldn't eat on the platform.
I tried to refrain from eating on BART already. I know I'm not supposed to. I mean, we all have, but I definitely try to refrain from eating on BART, so I always try and finish on the platform.
He's filed a claim against BART, the precursor to a lawsuit. BART has its own internal review underway and won't comment on his case. In Oakland, Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
Vice President Mike Pence continued his visit to Northern California today with a tour of NASA's Ames Research Center in Mountain View. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports, the VP got to see some of the technologies being developed to return humans to the moon.
At NASA's ArcJet facility, Vice President Pence watched a 10,000-degree plasma wind tunnel designed to test the next generation of reentry heat shields. He then visited the vertical motion simulator, described as the world's largest flight simulator, and actually piloted a lunar landing.
We are returning to the moon.
As a new generation of explorers.
Pence then addressed a crowd of NASA employees working on the Artemis program, which is expected to put the first woman on the moon by 2024.
NASA Ames will be at the center of American renewed leadership in space for decades to come.
We're very enthusiastic. This is very unusual for us.
George Raich, Associate Director of Exploration Technology at Ames, was one of many NASA scientists excited by the VEEP's visit.
You know, we spend most of our time just working in the trenches, doing our testing. So having such a high visibility, of course, that means a lot to us. And we really appreciate the support from the administration.
Pence's biggest applause line came when he announced that next year they would support NASA's biggest budget ever. At NASA Ames in Mountain View, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
University of California confirms it is investigating a graduate student's allegations that a UC Regent touched her inappropriately during a dinner 5 years ago. Doctoral student Rebecca Ora made the claim during a public UC Regents meeting yesterday. She said she first tried to forget what happened, but she couldn't, and reported the incident to the university a year and a half ago. Regent George Kiefer denied Ora's account to the San Francisco Chronicle. He said he's cooperating with the UC's investigation of what he calls this false allegation.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.